With all these things in mind, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and keep a strong grip on the teaching we passed on to you, both in person and by letter. Paul in the Thessalonians is telling them to stand firm in their faith. Before today's verse we hear, he says, "As for us, we can't help but thank God for you, dear brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord. We are always thankful that God chose you to be amongst the first to experience salvation, a salvation that came through the Holy Spirit, who makes you holy and through your belief in the truth. He called you to salvation when we told you the good news. Now you can share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." And with that reminder of what they have, he says, with all these things in mind, keep those things in mind, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and keep a strong grip on the teaching we passed on to you, both in person and by letter. Keep a strong grip on the teaching that we passed on to you, both in person and by letter. That strong grip. We must today take heed of this message and have a strong grip on the teaching that not only did Paul pass on just to the Thessalonians, which we have in the letters and his other letters, but of the whole Bible and the teachings that Jesus gave, and the new emerging early church coming out, which we have. We must take and have a strong grip on that teaching. So often in many churches, many denominations, that grip is loosening, and in some places or other, grip is fully open and they've lost the word of God and take anything else as the word of God. But we mustn't. We must stand firm on the faith that we have received and how we have received it. And we must be obedient to it. It's something that, you know, it's a lifelong journey, and it can be hard as well sometimes. But we must persevere, as Paul says, and to win the race, to receive that crown of glory. It's too easy to lose our grip. If we took that as a physical thing, if we were holding on to something, it would get quite tiring. And it'd be like, I can't do this. And that is, in a sense, what it's like to be a Christian sometimes. It's like, I can't do this. But we must remember that God is with us and God is for us. And through God's Holy Spirit, he is in us. And we just need to say, God, help me in these times. It's tough, and I don't want to move away from your word. And I don't want to be attacked by the devil or other people around me. Help me stand strong on your word that you have given, both in your Bible and through those others who have been in my life, the truth that they have spoken to me. We must stand strong, we must stand firm, and we must be obedient to God's word through the whole of our lives. It's a long race, it really is. But the prize at the end is far greater than any prize that the world could offer us. The prize, the crown of glory, and being with God forever in heaven is far greater than anything that the world could ever offer. But holding that grip for such a long time can and will be quite difficult. But remember, God is with you. Stand firm, stand strong in the faith that we have received. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Paul's words, and may we take heed of them, that even though the race is long, you are with us through the good and the bad times. Amen.